Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan has filled me in that it was Mickey from Noonan and Michael from Carrollton that won the AC/DC tickets. No worries if that's not you. We've got another pair tomorrow. So congrats to Mickey and Michael. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've lost one member of the morning shift.
I mean, imagine if this was me. The judgment that would be going on right now. I'm just saying. There would be a lot of judgment going on. Like, ugh.
When Rusty's in the building, this tends to happen. Mike just wants to go talk stories with Rusty because he's got some amazing stories.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about, like, you know, Mike said he fanboys over Quentin Nelson. I'm like, dude, you fanboy more over Rusty than you do Quentin Nelson. I'm just going to put it out there. And you know that's going to get back to him also.
Just see the casual stroll.
I mean, look, he doesn't even know we're on the air. He's like, I just do whatever I want. I'm the All-American. I mean, whatever, dude. It's cool. Rusty's out there. You don't need to talk to us little people.
I was complimenting one of our cohorts, Steak, and the conversation they had with Quinn Snyder yesterday on the air. I thought it was a phenomenal interview.
Mm-hmm. That was so important that it couldn't wait till maybe, you know, we weren't on the air.
We were in deep talking about the Hawks and their performances so far this year. And I thought, you know what, man? They're so good. This is Bo's show, and he can run it without me.
Well, you, my goodness.
You know, the funny thing was, is you reminded me that it was indeed not my show, that it was our show. And
I'm
know.
In here, man.
You're in here now. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to talk about the Braves because they made some changes yesterday. I feel like the headlines were just going out left and right. So former New York Mets pitching coach Jeremy Hefner is going to be replacing Rick Kranitz. Antoine Richardson is going to replace Tom Goodwin. Braves also released Freddie Gonzalez and are exercising Chris Sale's $18 million option. So if you thought the Walt Weiss selection as manager was a little vanilla,
yeah.
Here's your spice.
Status quo, it is not.
We're changing things out.
I went on a tangent earlier about the Antoine Richardson hire, about how he's going to be the base running coach, which I think is just, I mean, a chef's kiss to what this team needs. I think you've got to play with more speed. I think you've got to be more aggressive on the base pass. I think you had that a couple of years ago when you won all those games and, you know, Ronnie's setting the record with the 70 steals. I think having somebody else in this lineup, and I don't know if that's Michael Harris or Jerkson Profar. I don't know. Maybe whoever's going to play shortstop, maybe that's the key. You got to find some more stolen bases. You got to find more people that can go first to home on a gapper that can really press the envelope and put these defenses in a bad situation. The Rick Kranitz one, I'm a little bit taken off guard by. I'm not sure that I saw that one coming. Mm-hmm. I thought, and I said it yesterday, we've done a phenomenal job. If nothing else, have done a phenomenal job at developing pitchers and getting the most out of the arms that you have that are a part of this organization. So to see Rick Kranitz and everything that comes along with that kind of be sent packing, it was a little bit shocking to me.
Do you think Rick was shocked?
No.
Because when you get a new boss, aren't you kind of like,
well, I was
going to
say,
one way or another.
And he already knows Walt Weiss.
Yeah.
And I don't think this was necessarily Walt Weiss's decision. Maybe I'm wrong on that. It doesn't feel like this is a decision where Walt Weiss comes in and everybody that's been his coworker, you know, like all of a sudden is out the door.
Bye.
I mean, can you imagine? You know, wouldn't that be a little bit weird to be? You'd be a little bit shocked if Bo all of a sudden was in charge of our jobs and he was like, hey, Dylan, Mike, Allie, I'll see y'all later. I'm actually going to bring in three new people to hang out with me.
Y'all would be safe. There might be some other people, right?
But that's my point. That's my point about Walt Weiss getting this job. You have to think that Rick Kranitz on some level was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we're just kind of status quo.
Well, yeah, we also don't maybe – look, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm normally not, I have my moments, but I'm pretty sure that the entire staff was told, go ahead and start looking for new things. So it might have been one of those situations where Kranitz was like, hey, I think I'm going to take a year off, or – I am looking over here. I've got this. I'm probably taking this job, so don't worry about me. And that could have been a situation, too.
Definite possibility.
We don't know. I would have liked to have seen Kranitz back. I think he did a really – it always feels like Rick Kranitz has done a really good job. And we saw this with Leo, too. For whatever reason, this organization is really good at it, is bringing guys in that have either went through a rough patch or injuries – same thing, I guess, and kind of revitalize them. Also, taking young guys that come up and are kind of green and helping get the most and develop them. What's the guy that came up right from Double A? I don't know why I can't even think of his name. Broke his elbow this year.
Schwellenbach.
Yeah, sorry. I just blanked. Spencer Schwellenbach came up from Double A ball. Kind of got hit, he got hit, but didn't get really just hit hard his first couple of starts. And like six starts in, dude locks in. All of a sudden, he's just phenomenal. And Rick Kranitz deserves a lot of that.
I think of two names outside of that because I think Spencer Schwellenbach has a lot of talent. I think of guys more along the lines of Grant Holmes or like Ronaldo Lopez, where you're like, how did we turn these guys into – And of course, you know, can be streaky at times. Ronaldo Lopez gets the injury. How do we turn those guys at times? They're all-star level starters. Mm-hmm. Bryce Elder, that first year, you know, the first half he had a couple of years ago and goes to the all-star game. To me, that's a Rick Kranitz thing. And I hope it is what you're guessing. And you might be right where Rick Kranitz is like, hey, I'm going to look elsewhere. Maybe it's time to go to a different organization. I hope that's the case. Because I think that's one that if your pitching staff falls off at all, that is something we're going to look back in the mirror and go, man, we didn't realize what we had in Rick Kranitz. He's been, you know, he was here, what, 5, 6, 7 years? Since 2019 was the pitching coach?
Yeah.
So I just hope that that's not something we get down the line and go, man, that was a really a good stretch where we were developing young pitchers at a high clip.
And give the guy from the Mets credit. I think he did a pretty good job two years ago with a staff that probably – overperformed based on what was expected out of them. So, we have talent. The biggest thing for us is figuring out a way to stay healthy and the rotation.
Any movement in the training staff, anything like that? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to ask you, because they did exercise Chris Sale's $18 million option. Do you think they like, before we give you this, no diving for balls anymore? Mm. No, you cannot do that.
There's definitely probably a conversation.
I don't know how that would have went with Chris Sale. He seems like a personality, but like,
how about you kiss my ass?
Well, yeah, yeah. They're like, well, then don't pick it up. You don't have to pick it up. I mean,
is always weird injuries in baseball. I mean,
he's been the product of a few of them.
There was a football player a few weeks ago that slipped at his house and hit his head. I can't remember who it was, but I was sitting there going, dude, it's just one of those things. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what just happened?
Do you know what that does to me when you, I don't know this guy's name, but.
Oh, yeah, you start getting itchy over there. Don't do it, though.
But that's it, Dylan. Good. And I would love to remind you that November 24th, 2025, is the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. You can join. Go to the 99 The Game website, click on the events page. Boom, you'll see a little link right there for it. You can go sign up. There are less than a handful of foursomes still available. Finley Roofing is the one of the proud sponsors. We have many, but they are one of the bigger ones that I should say. They've been a part of this now for 2 years, so proud to have them. And it's all benefiting a good cause, Allie.
Yeah, it's Pets for Vets, but I'm really glad you clarified what year this is happening because I was getting ready for 26. So yeah. It is this year. Just a few weeks away.
Nice little caveat.
Only a few spots left. Go to 929thegame.com. Hit events, and you can go there. Again, it's all for a great cause. Pets for Vets.
I love this.
Love them, I mean, and we want to do some good.
You know, it's funny. We, you just you, instant. I mean, it's the plethora of shots, unlimited shots at me. But, you know, Mike's over there fanboying with Rusty Manziel outside and misses the show. And he gets all, he goes, we can move on now.
Were we not calling him out the entire time?
No, but he came in, he was like, oh, we can move on now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Speaking of moving on, I will be moving on to Germany here in a few hours. But before, I'm going to tell you about this. Charles Barkley, man, I'm not going to tell you that he's the best analyst in sports.
Analyst.
Personally, I would, Arch and I had this conversation the other day. I think one of the best in-game analysts.
Analyst
is John Smoltz. I'm a huge fan of what he does on the broadcast. I kind of like Troy Aikman, some of his stuff. I'm a fan of Aikman. I love the Manning cast, so they do it. But Barkley's pretty good. He's obviously pre and half and post. But he was talking, and he said, talking about LeBron and when he wants LeBron to hang it up because of his legacy. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, I hope he leaves sooner than later because I hate to see great players out there struggling. And then he actually talked about his own timing. He was like, look, my last year, probably last 2 years, it was very frustrating and humiliating for me. And then he goes on to say, look, obviously LeBron is a greater player than me. There's no doubt. He's the greatest player I've ever seen after Michael and Kobe.
Wow.
And so he's like, I would love to see him get a farewell tour and then just walk away because of that. And whatever you think about LeBron, like, Pearl, I don't like him. He didn't do this or he did that. There's no denying, you know, the decision and all that. He went and played with other great players. Whatever. There's no denying the greatness of LeBron. I think Charles nails it. Tom Brady was one of the few that I thought probably played too long, but it was still at such a high level, right? I mean, do we really need to see LeBron? I mean, Tom Brady at 45, it was more of an ego trip than anything because Tom was like, I'm going to play it on 45. So he literally did it to stick it to everyone that said he wouldn't. That's the only reason why he played to 45. It costs him stuff.
Everybody's like, man, he got his money taken in a crypto scandal. Like, that's the only reason he's playing. You know,
yeah.
Like, dude,
yeah.
Right.
No, he did it because he said he was going to do it and people said he wouldn't.
He had that whole series. It was Tom versus Time.
Yeah. I mean, it was, but he still played at a high level that it didn't, it did, it you don't look back, but like oddly about it, but you look back at like Jerry Rice's career. Does anybody remember him playing in Seattle?
I just remember his hairline towards the end.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit rough.
So Jerry was not the same player at the end that he was.
No, he was not.
Before that. So it you can play too long. It is a thing. He said all this, by the way.
Ding.
On the Jim Rome show. So I just want to make sure they get credit for it. But I think Charles is spot on. He's so right about this. He's right about most of the things he says, especially NBA stuff. But this is just, he nails it. I think LeBron should get through this season, announce a retirement after the next season, and then make it it. Because it's enough's enough.
It's hard to know, though. It's hard to know it's time to walk away, especially when millions of dollars are being thrown your way.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And also, he's playing with his son these days, or at least involved in the same thing. I don't know. I'm with you, though. I think there's definitely a law of diminishing returns on a legacy where you start getting to a point and you go, all right, dude. Yeah, it is. And Tom versus Time, all I can think about is how Roger Clemens kept coming back and playing like half a season, and now that's a little bit more alarming given all the stuff that's come out about him since then. But, yeah, it is what it is.
The only thing I can think of is maybe I think he's like 41. He might be 42.
I think he's 42.
He's 40.
What?
I really
birthday is December 30th.
I really hope that he's not trying to like match Tom Brady and play till he's 45.
Oh, God, no.
I can't.
No.
I can't deal with. He hasn't even played this year yet, has he? I don't think so. No. Still got the sciatica.
Nope. Yeah.
So, all right. Anyways, LeBron, there you have it. There's your orders. Do a farewell tour after next year and be done with it.
All right, we got to go. Bo's got a jet. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
ask for your food without the sauerkraut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.